Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Yod Ches. We're here at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Bey. It's not really at the bottom, but a bunch of lines up here. The second semi-wide line. Again, if you remember, we're discussing why the order of Shmona Esrei is in that order. So the Gemara here says, the second semi-wide line, Umar Ra'u Lomar Rufua B'Shminas. Why do we have healing? Right? Why do we have Rufua? In the 8th bracha, Amar Rabbi Acha, because of the Mila, we have Bris Mila on the 8th day. That requires Rafua, the Ficha, Kavua, Bashminas, therefore they set it up 8th. Why do they say it? Why do we say Birkas Hashanim, which is a bracha for Parnasa in the 9th? Am Rabbi Alexandri, Kenegid Mafkiye Sharim. It's against those who raise prices indiscriminately, unnecessarily, inappropriately. Because Pasuk says, "Shover Zeroa Russia." Let's destroy the Zeroa of the Russia, meaning destroy the strength of the Russia. And that's obviously that's sent against the people who raise prices, unchecked. But David Amra Ki Amra Batshias Amra. And when David said that again, obviously, if person's person has to pay too much food for, if you have to pay too much money for food, then Parnassa is obviously affected. Big problem, very much affected by that. So David, when he said David ki amra b'chias amra, David wrote that pasuk in the 9th mizmor. The problem is it's not really in the 9th. If you look, it's actually in the 10th. So Rashi explains that that Ashrei un, and he basically splits up the first pasuk, the first perek, into two. All right, so that's why it actually ends up in the 10th. Okay, either way. Fine. Umara Ulomar Kibbutz Golios Lachar Berkos Hashanim. Why do we talk about bringing the exiles after Borei Chaleinu? Dechtiv, because Pasuk says, "Vatem Arei Yisrael Anafchem Tidnu Frichem Tisu Laami Yisrael Ki Kervu Lovo." V'chevin Shenikvetzu Golios Nasadin Berishayim. And right after we have Kibbutz Golios, right, we have judgment for the Berishayim. Shemar, as Pasuk says, "Vashiva Yedei." Right, again, that's why we have Hashiva Shoftim and Kibrishona right after, I guess it's, we have Lama Alshinim right after Hashiva Hashem Lavishona. Okay. Once you judge the Rishayim, then Kalu Aposhim, right, then there will be no more sinners, right? V'kol Zaydim Mimayim, right, and all the Zaydim, right, will also, right, obviously the people who sin on purpose will be included in that. Shemar, as Pasuk says, Vishever Poshim Echataim Yachtav Yichlu, right, they'll all be destroyed. And then we'll talk about the, right, that's the bracha, that's the 11th bracha, I forget, what number are we up to. But then after Rav Lamashinim, we have the Yushalayim Mircha, Barachim Yimtashu, Rav Chavin Shekhalu Aposhim, once there are no more sinners, then Mr. Remembers Karen Tzadikim. Oh, no, I'm sorry, after Vilamashinim is about the Tzadikim, it's all the Tzadikim El Chazidim. Right, so that's after that. Dechtiv, because Pasuk says, "V'chol karnei Rishayim Magadeh teromamna," which romamena, I'm not sure. Karnos tzadik, okay. V'chol geri tzadik ima tzadikim, and that includes the people who converted. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, "V'pnei sivata kumba zavata p'nei zaken." V'zamechlei, he says right after that, "V'chiyagur itcham ger." Right, so you have that back to back. That's why we include that in the tzaddikim. Okay, veichem misremembers karnei Yerushalayim. Where does the righteous become glorified? That's in Yerushalayim. Shemar's pasuk says shalu shalom Yerushalayim yishlayu ohavoyach. V'kevin shenivnes Yerushalayim ba David. Once obviously Yerushalayim is built, so we have David Amelach. We talked about as tzemach David. Because the pasuk says, "Achar Yeshuvu or Yeshuvu Bnei Yisrael Ubikshu as Hashem Elokehem." Ves David Malkam. So therefore we have Ves Tzemach David. V'kei Mishabat David Basa Tzvila. And then after right David, that's Shema Kolenu comes after Es Tzemach David. Shneimar as pasuk says, "Vayosim Al Argashiv Si Machtim Ves Tzvilasi." Right. V'kei Mishabat Tzvila Basa Avoda. Right. The bracha after Shema Tzvila is Ritzei. That talks about the Avoda Mesa Mikdash. Shneimar as pasuk says, "Olzehem Zivchehem LeRatzon Al Mizbechi." And V'kei Mishabat Avoda Basa Toda. Right. And after you do Avoda, then you have give thanks. Shneimar as pasuk says, "Zoveach Toda." Okay. Why do we do Birkas Kohanim? After Hoda, meaning after Modim, right? Because the pasuk says, "Okay, so the Gemara says, meaning that's right after. How does that teach us after? Right, meaning after the avoda, right? That's after the avoda, right? After he gave thanks to Akash Baruch Hu, right? After that's the next question, right? If that pause, right? Because based on that question, it doesn't really mention modim. So why isn't Bekos Kohanim right after avoda? Because if you're going based on that pasuk alone, right? That was what I was bothered by, right? If you're going based on that pasuk alone, so then it should come right after Ritzei. But obviously, we do that after Modim. We do it after giving thanks. So, Ima Kodim Avoda, the Gemara asks. So, why don't you do Birkas Kohanim before, right after, or even before Avoda? So, Gemara says, well, I don't think that. The Chetiv Kispazik says, Vayered Me'asos HaChatas. The Aaron went down from doing the Chatas. Right? Not Miksiv Lasos. He didn't go down to do the Chatas after doing Birkas Kohanim. It's Me'asos Ksiv. Right? It's after he did the Chatas. So, it must have been that he did Birkas Kohanim after the avoda. So okay, Gemara says, okay, for limra achar avoda, right, so why don't we say it right after Ritzei? So the Gemara says, lo sakotaitach t'ksiv zoveach toda, because it says, right, you bring a zoveach, you bring a korban, avoda, toda, then you give thanks. Okay, so Gemara says, but my chaz is the samach ahai. Well, one second, when you have another pasuk, right, the first pasuk we quoted here was that Hashem, you know, Aaron did the birkas kohanim, and then he went down from doing his avoda, seems to imply that he should do it right after avoda. Here, this pasuk says, "Okay, you should do it after modim." So, what's the difference? Mustavra avoda behoda chadam milsei, because it makes sense that avoda besamikdash and giving thanks to Kosh Baruch Hu is the same thing. So they should be back to back, because you know when you bring korbanos to besamikdash, right? A lot of that has to do with giving thanks to Kosh Baruch Hu. Okay, maro lomer sim shalom achar berkas kohanim. Why do we do sim shalom last after berkas kohanim? Right, because the chiyuv pasuk says, "Vasamu shmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarachem." Right, put my name on bnei Yisrael and I'll bless them. Bracha, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, and the blessing of Hashem is Shalom. Shemar Hashem Yivarech Es Amav Shalom. That's the greatest bracha he can give us. Okay, fine. Now, if you remember from yesterday, right, we said that Shimon Apakuli was the one who kind of set this up. So Gemara says, "Uchim Yachad Demei Avesim Zekenim Mehem Kamen Aviim." Right, Tiknu Tefila Al Seder Shimon Apakuli Mai Is There. Right, but we also said that there were 120 Zekenim and a bunch of Neviim. Right, and also set this up. So, what is Shimon Apakuli doing? So, the Gemara says, "Shachum v'chazer v'sidrum." Right? So, it was forgotten, and he brought it back. For whatever reason, it was lost. Now, it doesn't. It's very hard to imagine that the Shemona Esrei was lost. I can't imagine there was a tzkufa where everybody just stopped davening for, let's say, 100 years, and we forgot about it. So, it could be that all of these drushas, is what he is referring to. That all these drushas were brought back, but okay. Either way, right? Once you have the Shemona Esrei, we're no longer allowed to add our own praises to a Kosh Baruch Hu. Then Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, what does it mean when the pasuk says, "Mi malag v'as Hashem eshmiya kol tzivaso"? Right, who can praise a Kosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara darshins, "Lami noa lemalel gvuras Hashem." For who is allowed to praise a Kosh Baruch Hu? "Lami she'achal hashmiya kol tzivaso." Only someone who can give all of his praise. And obviously, you can't sing all of the praises of Hashem; it's impossible. So therefore, right, we go based on what the Anshei Knesset HaGadol set up, and we don't do anything further. Amar Rabbi Ruchanan Rabbi Yochanan, Hamasaper Mishrocha Shel Kosh Baruch Hu Yosem Midai Nekar Min Olam. And sure enough, right, if you try, then you'll be uprooted from the world. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Hayisaper Lo Ki Adaber Im Amar Ish Ki Yivla. Meaning, can you be told the praises of a Kosh Baruch Hu? No, man will be swallowed up. Meaning, Gemara, if you remember, there's a Gemara in, I want to say, Brachos, that says someone got up, started adding a kel, a gadol, the gibor, a nora, etc., etc. Right, and they said to him, like, "Get out of here! Like, what? Have you finished saying all the praises of a Kosh Baruch Hu?" So obviously not, right? You can't stop. So we just take whatever we got, right, based on our traditions. But you don't add on your own. I'm a Rabbi Bar Bechana, Rabbi Yochanan. I'm a Sabri Shpachu Shal Kosh Baruch Hu Yosu Midai Nekar Min Ol. Ah, we just did that. Okay, right? Just kidding. Okay, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Ish Kfar Giburia. Vamila Ish Kfar Gibur Chayel. Okay, whatever. Whoever he was from, Rabbi Yehuda said like this. My dechliv wasn't mean. The pasuk says Lecha Dumiyasiila, that pray your praise is quietness, is silence. So Sama Dekula Mashtuka, the best medicine, right, is silence. And Kiyas Rav Divi, when he came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Amar Marava, we say in Eretz Yisrael, Mila Basela Mashtuka Betrain, that a word I'll pay you a sella, but I'll pay you too to be quiet. Okay, fine. That's basically the end of the Agadah, at least at this point. Okay. Kara al pelo. Yotze, we said if you read the Megillah by heart, then you're not Yotze. So Gemara says, Minalan, how do you know? So, Amar Rava, Rava says, Asya Zechira, Zechira. There's Gzer Shava of Zechira and Zechira. Like Sivaga says here by the Megillah, Hayam Ma'ilan is Karmin Asim. Right, like Sivhazim, it says over there, right, by Amalek, Ksuv Zos is Zigaron Basefer. So Malaholam Basefer, Avkam Basefer, just like by Amalek, you have to read it from a book, right, so to Purim as well. Umay Dahai Zachira Kriyahi, well, Gomer says, well, how do you know that that's referring to reading it? Right, Dilma, even Balma, maybe it means you have to study it. I mean, just look at the text and not read it out loud. So Gomer says, L'sakatai Dech, don't think that. Well, Dechthir, because Sivhazim says Zachor. But you have to remember what happened with Amalek. Yochob Alev, you might have thought you should just remember in your head, right? Kshu Omer, Lo Tishkach, right? Puzzle also says, right? Lo Tishkach, right? That's the last two words in the whole story there. Don't forget, Areshicha Alev Amor. So that already tells me that you have to remember it. So Hamani Mekayim Zohar, Bapeh, right? No, it must be that Zohar is reference to saying it out loud, so too the Megillah as well. Kara Targum Lo Yotze, if you read it from a translation, right, in Targum, it says, Niyat Yotze, Hechi Dami, what Targum? What are you talking about? Ilim Adiksiva Mikra Vakarli Targum, if you'll tell me the Megillah is written in Hebrew, but you just read off the English or something by heart. So Hainu Alpeh, that's by heart. What do you mean? You're not reading what's written. So it says, Lotzricha Adiksiva Targum Vakarli Targum. No, it must be that the Megillah is written in the translation. And that's what you read it in. Okay, fine. You're allowed to read the Megillah for people who speak, let's say, English. In English, the problem is, right, but you said in the Mishnah that if you read it in any language, you're not Yotze. So Rav Shmuel Darvin Tavayu Balaz Yevani. No, it must be the Greek. Meaning Greek works, but not any other language. So Gemara says, Hechidami. Again, what's the case? Ilim Diksiva Shuris Vakarle Yevani. If you tell me it was written in Hebrew when you read it in Greek in the translation, that's reading it by heart. No, the Megillah was written in Greek, and you read it off, so that you would be Yotze. How do you know that Hashem called Yaakov by the name, or by the gave him the kavod of calling him, I guess, loosely translated, a god, but obviously that's not what it is. But how do you know that that's what happened? Shenamar says, Vayikra lo, El Elokei Yisrael. That he called him Kel Elokei Yisrael. Now, what does that mean? If you tell me that what it means is that Yaakov called him Mizbeach, that he had just built El, so it should have said Vayikra Lo Yaakov Mibayle. It should have said, instead of Vayikra Lo, it should have said Vayikra Lo Yaakov Kel Elokei Yisrael. So, El, rather, no, it must be Vayikra Lo Yaakov Kel. Really, Vayikra Lo means Hashem called Yaakov Kel. Well, me Karo Kel, and who called him that? Elokei Yisrael, meaning the positive, you should put the comma, Vayikra lo Kel, comma, Elokei Yisrael. And Elokei Yisrael was the one who called Yaakov the Kel. Okay, but that's just, once we mentioned Rav Acha, Amar Rabbi Elazar, which mentioned something else, another one of his teachings. Now, back to what we said before. Basically, I'll ask you a question in 1 second. Again, Rav and Shmuel said that the Megillah, that the Mishnah, that the Rav and Shmuel said that we're talking about Greek, where you're allowed to read the Megillah and Beyotze the Megillah in Greek. So the problem with that is that we have a brace that says straight up that you can't do that. Right? Kara Giftis, if you read it in Giftis, or in Ivris, or in Ilmis, Madais, Yevanis, if you read it in any of those languages, Lo Yotza. And it seems that Greek is no good. So it says, Hailo Dami Allah. So really, no, it's like this. That Giftis, the Giftane, the Giftim, Ivris, the Ivrim, Ilmis, right, again, you can read it in those languages. Yevanis to Yevanim, you can read those languages to those people. Yotze, you are Yotze. But the first price, right? That's no good. That's when that's saying that you're not allowed to read in Greek. That's where people don't understand it. So Gemara says, "Yehachi, if that's true, Rav Shmuel, my mokim elam esusim belaz Yevanis." So if that's true, lokma becholas. If you tell me that it's only for the people who speak that language, so you don't need to just come to Greek. Right, you could just say any language, right, for people who understand it. Ela masnizik b'risa. Really, no, the Mishnah is like the b'risa, meaning that all languages are okay if you understand it. V'chiyetmar Rav Shmuel b'alma itmar. Really, Rav Shmuel was saying in general, because Rav Shmuel d'amr tarvayu, laz yavani l'kol kosher. Right, it's mutter for everybody that you can hear the Megillah in Hebrew or Greek, even if you don't understand Greek. Gemara says, how could that be? Vakatani Yevanis Leivanim in, right? Lekuli Amalel. It says Yevanis Leivanim. So only if you understand Greek does it work, and not for everybody else. So the Gemara says, Inu to Amar Krabi Shimon Gamliel. So Rav and Shul apparently hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tzan, as we learned in the Mishnah. Again, we learned this already. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Af Sfarim, Loitiru, Sheikh, Tu Elev Yevanis. Right? Rav Shimon Gamliel was that Shita that you're allowed to write Tanakh. Right, in Greek. So why don't we just say the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Why did Rabbi Shmuel come and say, oh yeah, it's Yevanis, it's Greek, etc., it's mutter, it's fine. So Gemara says, Amri halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, because if they would have done that, Havamina Hanimili Shai Sforim, and that would be only other books of Tanakh. Right, Havam Megillah, Dichtiv Beb Kichsavam, but by the Megillah it says, right, you have to write it, Kichsavam, Rav Chizmanam, so Emalo, you might have thought that I have to do it in Hebrew. So therefore, Kamash Malan, it teaches me that it applies to them, that you can write the Megillah in Greek. Instead of just saying Allah Chazak Hashem Gamliel, you might have thought that the Megillah has to be in Greek. Okay, fine. Halo is Yishama Ashuris Yatzah, right? Obviously, nowadays everybody reads the Megillah in Hebrew. Halo is Yishama Ashuris Yatzah, and then based on this, right? Someone who doesn't speak Hebrew, but he hears it in Hebrew, he's Yotzeh. The Gemara says, well, little slight detail, Halo Yotzeh my Kamri. He has no idea what's going on in the story. So the Gemara says, Mini Dehava Anashim Ve'ame Aretz. Now, it must be the same thing as regular people. Meaning really, really Amaratzim, right, and women who don't necessarily understand what's being read. Now, the problem with that is that, as the Gemara asks, right, Maskela Ravina, well, there are some other words that we don't understand in the Megillah, even though we understand Hebrew, right? Atu Anan, Achashtar Penim B'nei HaRamachim, Miyadina. We don't even know what that means, Achashtar Penim B'nei HaRamachim. Right, we're all Yotzei. So Ella, really, rather, no. Mitzvah is Kriya pursuing Nisa. The mitzvah is pursuing Nisa. And therefore, Hachanami, right, mitzvah is Kriya pursuing Nisa, and the mitzvah is pursuing Nisa. So therefore, you understand that you're Yotzei the mitzvah, even if you hear the Megillah. In Hebrew, you don't understand. The obvious question is, what kind of pursuing Nisa is there if you hear the Megillah and you don't understand what in the world is going on? So if you look at Rashi, he explains. Right, even though you don't understand what they're reading, right? Shoalin is a shomim. People ask. Be like, oh, this story sounds pretty good. It sounds like people are getting very excited. A lot of noise. Like, what's happening? And in that scenario of Omrim, Mahaya Kriya Azu, then they explain to him what it was. Right? They tell them what the nace was all about. So therefore, since it's about not necessarily hearing the Megillah per se, but pursuing Nisa, so then eventually the nace will become a farsim, and everything is good, and you're a Yotze. Okay. Kara Serugin Yotze, if you read it Serugin, then you are a Yotze. The Gemara says, Lo haba yodei rabban my Serugin. The Chalim had no idea what Serugin was. Again, we had this in Rosh Hashanah, if you remember. So Shama La Amasa Debe Rabbi, they heard a servant, a maid in Rabbi's house, right? The Ka'amra Lahu Rabbanan, she said to the rabbis, Tavi Aile Piski Pisi, the Bay Rabbi, who were coming in, I guess a few at a time, Ad Masayatan Nikhtasim Serugin Serugin, how long are you going to come in? Serugin Serugin. So Gemara now darshans out, right? Not darshans out, it takes a small detour to explain other things that kind of hard to understand, and that they learned from, let's say, a servant or whatever. Lo havia yadi rabbanan mai chaloglogos. They had no idea what that was. Right, that's in Rashi's and Mishnah's and stuff. So shamula amasa debei rebbe, right, the amralei lahu gavra davu kama vader parbukhine. But again, this maid in Rebbe's house saw a guy who was scattering, again, they translate this as purslane or some sort of besamim. Right, so they knew exactly what chaglogos are. Some sort of herb or whatever. Lo havayadei rabbanan mai salsala usrubam mecha. They didn't know what that pasuk meant. So shamula amsavet de berabi. They heard again a maid servant saying, "Tahavah amras lahu gavra." She was speaking to a guy, "Tahavah mahapich b'mazye," who was curling his hair. And Amalei, she said to him, "Masayatam salsal b'sarecha." How long are you going to sit there curling your hair? Right, so they understood that's what it meant. Lo havayadei rabbanan mai hashlech al Hashem yahavcha, that you should throw upon Hashem your yahav. So Amar, again, we say that in, if you ever say the Tefillah for Parnasa in Shema Kolenu, right, that's at the end of it. So Amar Rabba Bar Bechana, he said, once he was traveling, right, on the road, and his guide or somebody else was an Arab, Kadarine tuna, and I was carrying something. So Amar Li, and he said, Shkol lehavcha v'shadiyah gamalai, right, take your load, and throw it on my camel. So then he understood that yahavcha means a load. Lo v'havi yadi rabbanan mai v'tatei v'tata siya b'matatei hashmeid. So they had no idea what that was, what that meant. Shamul asad debi Rebbe, they heard an amsa debi Rebbe, they heard, again, the maid in Rebbe's house, tava amra l'chaverta, she would say to her friend, Shkoli tate, so the, take this broom, v'tate besa, and sweep the house. So they understood that it meant that Hashem will sweep us away with destruction. Rachman, not necessarily us, but they would sweep away, with via destroying. I don't remember if it's referring to us or to the goyim or whatever. Okay, Tana Rabbanan with another brisa. Kara serugin yatsa. If you read it serugin, right again, with breaks in between. So then you are yotze serusin. But if you read it serusin, that's out of order. So then lo yotze. Then you're not yotze. Meaning that if the Gerashi is lemafreya, retroactively. Rabbi Muna, Amar Rishim Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Muna says that af b'serugin, even if you read it with spaces in between, imsha kedei ligmor kula choza l'rosh. If you waited in between, in those breaks, enough time where you could read the whole thing, so then you have to go back. Amar Rabbi Yosef says, halacha k'Rabbi Muna, Amar Rishim Rabbi Yehuda, sure enough, that's the halacha. So Amar Leah Bailer of Yosef, he said to him, Kedei Ligmor is Kula. Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, what does it mean, Kedei Ligmor is Kula? That if you waited the amount of time it takes to finish the whole Megillah, right, is that from the beginning, from the middle, is that a fast reader, a slow reader? Mehecha Dekai L'Seifa, Odomai Mereisha L'Seifa. Is it from wherever you paused to the end, or from the beginning to the end? So Amar Leah, so Rav Yosef said back to him, Mereisha L'Seifa, no, it's from the beginning to the end. Because the Imkain Nasata the Rechel Shirin, because otherwise, right, then you have different shear for any time someone pauses. Right? And the Chazal always wanted to be as uniform as possible. They always want to give one shear as best they can for every single area of halacha. So if you're telling me that it changes the amount of time that you have to wait in order to go back and say the Megillah again, or it changes depending on where you left off, so that would be a lot of different halachos, right? And therefore we. Or a lot of different shiurim, rather. Therefore, we want to keep it uniform. Okay, fine. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Bar Abba, Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Muna, sure enough, halacha is like Rabbi Muna. And Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says that, sure enough, ain't halacha k'Rabbi Muna. That's not the halacha. And Basura Masnuhachi, Bumadisa Masnuhachi, and sure enough, they follow their Rebbeim. Right, Rav said that the halacha is like him, Shmuel says the halacha is like not like them. And then, sure enough, in their respective cities, right, they follow their Rebbe, their posek. Amar Rav Gan, Amar Rav, and Alach Karbi Muna, Vishmul Amar, Ein Alach Karbi Muna. Again, that's how they taught it. Rav Bibi Masni Ibcha. Rav Bibi thought it was the opposite. The Rav Amar Ein Alach Karbi Muna, Vishmul Amar Halach Karbi Muna. Okay. And Amar Rav Yosef, Nako de Rav Bibi Beyadecha. Right, take this opinion of Rav Bibi in your hands, meaning that really Rav is the one who said the Halach is not like Karbi Muna, and Shmuel says the Halach is. Wait, why? The Shmuel, who the Chayesh Lechida. Because Shmuel always likes or is concerned for the singular opinion. If it's going to be more machmer than the normal the shita, the regular shita of the masses, so then Rav Shmuel likes kind of following that. And therefore, Rabbi Muna is a singular opinion. And if you waited the entire time, so then you go back to the beginning. Now, how do we know that Shmuel usually likes the Yachid in the Machlokas? Shomer's Yavam, Kshikidish Achiv Esachosa. If Shomer's Yavam, the halacha is, someone has to do Yibum, something called a Shomer's Yavam, that someone is kind of waiting, right? One of the oldest brother is kind of waiting, right, to do Mimikadish, his brother's wife, Rachman al Islam. But let's say a younger brother kind of jumps in there. So Mishum Yudhub and Beseira Amru, we tell him to wait, right, until the oldest brother does chalitza, or yibam, I guess, but really chalitza. So Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and sure enough, right, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, according to Shmuel, right, again, that's more machmir, because we tell him to wait, right, we tell him to hold on. Meaning, according to Chachamim, meaning really according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, again, when a person, a woman's husband passes away, and there are multiple brothers, so as Machoga is that Gemara there, it's what we're going to do it soon, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is in Yevamos, is that, the question is whether she's connected, there's something called a Zika, where she's connected to her brothers, and she's waiting Chalitza or Yibam. The question is, her husband's brothers. Anyway, the question is, if she's connected to the oldest, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, or the Chachamim. So basically, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra says that they're connected, she's connected to the oldest one, and that's basically Kiddushin, more or less, and therefore, right, you know, whether he does Chalitza or he does Yibum, right, that's important, because then that will determine whether she's free to marry one of the other brothers. The Chachamim say that no, that the Zika, the connection, that's kind of semi-Kiddushin type thing, exists with all the brothers, so that anybody can jump in there. Okay, either way, so we see that Shmuel is holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra there, and he's concerned for the Yachid, for the singular opinion. Tanur Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, Hishmit ba Sofer Osios O Psukim. If there's words or psukim missing from Megillah, the Kara Nakari Kamaturgaman Hamatargim Yalta. And if you read it, if the guy who's laning read it like a Maturgaman, i.e., you read it by heart, because the Maturgaman is just sitting there translating, right? So then you are Yotze if as long as you read all of the words. Maisve, hold on 1 second, I ask you a question. Hayuba Osios Mitushtoshos Omakuros. If you have letters that are torn or destroyed or lousy, right? Mitushtoshos means they're messed up, right? Im Rishuma Nikar, if you can tell what they are, right? So then Ksheira, then the Megillah is fine. Fim La Psula, but if it's not, then it's no good. Right, that's again, we just said that the Megillah has no words, right? You can say it by heart. Here you're telling me that if the Megillah is missing these letters, you can't recognize them, so then it's going to be puzzle. So much as Lokasha, Habachula, Habamektasa. Now it depends, right? Is the Megillah completely impossible to be read? Or most of it? Or is it just some of it? Meaning some of it, right? If it's, again, the Halacha Paschal, if I'm not mistaken, that could be up to half, which is a lot, actually. But that's why a lot of Sofrim, when they first want to start, take a stab at writing something big, right, they start with a Megillah. Because technically, if you mess up some of the letters, it's still kind of kosher, right? Unless you really mess up. But here, again, you can see here that if you're missing a couple of letters, then the Megillah itself is still fine. Tanur Rabbanan with another brisa. Hishmit ba kori pasuk echad. If the Baal Kore missed one pasuk, lo yomar ekras kula v'achakach ekras osu pasuk. You shouldn't say, oh, I'll just keep on going and then I'll go back and read that one pasuk. Ella, rather, no. Kore me osu pasuk ve'ilech. You have to go back to that pasuk you skipped. Again, there's the whole idea here is that the Megillah is one contiguous story. And the whole idea is for us to be able to see all of Hashem's hand in the world, in the events in the world. Right? To read it out of order, you get to the end before the beginning, right? It loses its power. Right? If you're late to shul, and you find out that they started reading the Megillah, and they're halfway through, you shouldn't say, okay, I'll just finish this with the tzibur, and then I'll go back and I'll finish, let's say, I don't know, Prakim 1 through 4 or whatever. No, it's much better to read it straight up, right, from the beginning to the end. Let's do a little bit further, just because it's kind of late over here, and tomorrow, being Erev Shabbos, I'm not sure I'll have so much time to record tomorrow anyway, but either way, let's see what we can do here. Misnamnem Yotzeh, if you're kind of like dozing off your Yotzeh, Mehechidami Misnamnem, what's that case where you're kind of dozing off? I'm Rav Ashi. So Nim Tirbil Tir, right, he's awake, he's not awake, he's asleep, he's not asleep. I forget which one is which. Nim and Tir. One of them is awake and one of them is asleep. I don't remember. Either way, right? He's kind of in between. Right? The Karulev Ani. If you call him, he'll respond. Velo Yadar Ladur Svara, but he can't talk to you with Svaras, with logic or anything. He's still kind of unconscious. Vichim Midkaruluhu Midkar. And if something happens, or you remind him, so then he does remember. He does actually remember exactly. What's going on? He can talk to you, but he remembers what happens. Okay. A little further. Hayakosu Dorsho Magiev, person who's fixing a Megillah or whatever, Im Kivin Libo Yotza, if you want to have Kavanah and you're reading the Megillah, so then you are Yotze. Hechidami, what is going on over here? What's the case? Idikam is Sadar Psuku Psuku, if you're going by each Pasuk, right, meaning you're writing down the Psukim, right, by heart, Vikasavla, meaning you remember the Psukim, Vikasavla, and then you write them down. Kivin Libo Mayhave. Wait, what do you need kavana for? What does that help? Alpehu, that's still doing it by heart, right? Ella the kasa psuka vekarle. No, it must be that you wrote the psukim and then you read it afterwards. I mean, you didn't read it beforehand. Right? You wrote down the psukim and then you read it. So Gemara says, "Me yotza, you're not going to be yotza in that scenario either." From Rabbi Chaba, Amar Rabbi Chama Barguy, Amarav, when halacha kederei Amar Kula, the halacha is that you need to be able to have the entire Megillah. You have to be able to read the entire Megillah. Even according to the one who says that To be yotze the mitzvah, you need to read from at least ish yehudi hayah b'shoshana habira, right? Mordechai, that whole story. So tzricha te ksuva kula, but certainly all of it has to be written. So how could it be that you're writing each pasuk and reading it as you go, but you're not yotze? You don't have a full megillah in front of you. This Gemara says no. Ela demarcha megillah kamei v'karlei mina psuka psuka v'kazavla. No, you're not writing the megillah by heart. You have another megillah open in front of you, a full megillah, and that's what you're doing. You're writing a pasuk one by one, but you're reading and you're saying out loud from the full megillah that's in front of you. So okay, the Gemara says. Maybe this is a proof to Rabbi Baruchana's Shita. It's also to write any letter if you don't have a ksav, if you don't have another text right there in front of you. Kumar says, no, no, it could be maybe that you don't have to have the Megillah text in front of you, but maybe he just happens to have a Megillah text in front of him. But maybe it's not actually the din. You don't actually definitely need a Megillah in front of you. Let's stop here and we'll go back to tomorrow with Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.